proclamation number 8593 dated the August 21st, 1963. Suffering spirit allies soul and body. You only need to enter my flow of strength, that is, you only need to fully consciously submit yourselves to me and open your hearts to my illumination of love, and my strength of love will become active in you. Yet your soul will always experience this influx of strength more than your body, and subsequently advance spiritually again. Remember that the body is meant to help you achieve this, but that immature spiritual substances are still inside of you, for you are not perfect yet. And these immature substances require your help in order to mature on Earth as well. Your help consists of entrusting these spiritual substances to me by asking me in silent prayer to impart strength to them. My adversary often tries to prevent your spiritual work by using these unspiritual substances to bother you physically or psychologically. But you should know that your prayer on behalf of these still immature spiritual substances within you will always be successful. And therefore you should appeal to me for my help and protection from all attacks by my adversary. And believe that nothing is impossible, and that I can also take unusual actions if you have this strong belief. Then these immature spirits will have to leave you, if they do not allow themselves to be calmed and spiritualized by you. But they forfeit a great blessing which was granted to them, in the privilege of being allowed to join you in order to also reach full maturity in your physical shell, in your body. Keep reminding them of this blessing and try to persuade them to accept your will and to mature like your soul, so that they can shorten their process of development if they take your advice to heart. Yet whatever suffering you can bear, accept it humbly and patiently, for it will surely mature you, and one day you will even thank me for the suffering you had to endure. However, if, due to your submission and patience, the immature spiritual substances also reach maturity, then you will attain a high degree of maturity on Earth, so that you will be close to perfection when you have to relinquish your earthly life. But my strength is always at your disposal, and it is truly sufficient for the spiritualization of the substances which are at the beginning of their development. Yet you should consciously request my strength and let it radiate into your heart. You should pray to me, your thoughts should look for me and only ever desire my presence. You should yearn for my ray of love, which I will gladly fulfill. You only need to give yourselves to me and be willing to receive the flow of my love's strength, which always requires heartfelt contact with me. If you become absorbed in thoughts which only ever involve the spiritual kingdom, your God and Creator, then you are also ready to receive my flow of strength. Then you will open your heart and I can illuminate you again as in the beginning, when you were blissfully happy and burning love for me. My love for you has remained the same, only your love has diminished, but shall reach the same degree again which gave you unspeakable pleasure in the very beginning. And therefore you must come to me yourselves, and I will always be ready for you. I will give you what makes you happy and permeate your body and soul with my strength of love, which then will also lead you to full maturity, to final perfection. In association with me you will no longer be able to suffer, even if it seems like that to your fellow human beings. A close union makes you insensitive to all pain. Then my strength will be stronger, and it will permeate you, either resulting in your body's complete recovery or, if your hour has come, in your painless passage into the spiritual kingdom. For if you are intimately united with me, you will also have attained your goal on earth. Amen.